I'm very happy to be with my brothers and sisters in China.
能够跟我们中国的弟兄姐妹再次在一起，实在是太开心、太高兴了哈。
This is a wonderful privilege for me.
对我来讲是那么大的一个权益。
I'm only going to give you a short devotion tonight.
那今天晚上我只给大家啊一点点很短的一起灵修。
Because I ran into a problem.
因为我今天有一点累了哈。
Every Friday morning, I have a class on Revelation.
有一个就是因为时间上冲突，我早上呢，同样今天啊，这是我们的星期五早上，我有一个启示录的查经。
And because I'm not quite the person I used to be, now I'm 85, so my strength and memory isn't that great.
那我这个八十五岁的年纪哈，这个记忆力啊，还有各方面啊，都不如你们了哈。
So I'm in the process of changing our Friday morning time to Thursday.
所以呢，我就需要来调整，跟他们调整这个时间。我那个早上呢会调到星期四，那今天还没有调。
But I did want to be with you a little while tonight.
但是我很珍惜这样的在一起的时间，所以我有一点点跟你们一起啊。
Children of God are very special.
神的儿女是很特别的。
Because we have a strength of character.
因为呢，我们有一种我们那种内在的能力表现出来的一种属性。
That is based on our love for our Heavenly Father.
那基本上呢，这种建立出来的这个属性呢，是跟我神对我们的爱，跟我们爱神有关系。
And I want to talk a little bit about different kinds of character that come out in us.
那我今天就举几个。这种例子就是我们会有什么样的一个德性也好，或者是特性也好，会表达出来。
And there's no better place to go than to the Bible.
还有什么比圣经里面的榜样啊，这个例子更好的呢？
Because there were so many character or moral traits and strength of will that we will find in men in God's Word.
当我举这些例子的时候，你就发现在他们的生命的表达中呢，有一些对于那个信心或意志，或者是各方面的一个表达，好像一种德性一样表现出来。
One of those strong characters was Noah.
那其中呢，一个我们从这个挪亚来看他的榜样。
If we look in Genesis 6 chapter,
那如果你从这个创世纪的第六章来看的话
，God is in despair about how wicked.Man had become.
神对于人所有的这个恶呢，邪恶呢，实在到个地步，他已经受不了了。
It was about 1600 years between Adam and this particular time.
那个离亚当夏娃刚刚创造的这个人之间呢，大概有1600年。
And it seemed like that man kept getting worse and worse and worse.
然后每况愈下，越来越糟糕。
Until God made a decision, He said, "I'm going to wipe out man from the earth."
以至于神不得不要把这一切所有的罪恶呢，就把它要消除掉，所以他做了一个决定。
So we see that man had become so wicked that even their thoughts were wicked.
人邪恶到一个地步呢，连思想都是充满着邪恶。
But you know, in the midst of all of this,
在这样的一个环境当中
there was a man.
却有一个人
And you see, this is our Heavenly Father. He is going to wipe out all men, but one of them was His child.
请我们注意到我们天父的一个特性啊，当他要毁灭一切的时候他看到这个人属于他的这个挪亚这个儿子
，and this is where we see the strength of Noah.
那这也是一方面神注意到他，一方面呢也是挪亚所表达出来的一个很明显的特性。
For when God said He looked, the only righteous man was Noah.
神只看到只有一个就是挪亚。
You see what we see in his character is.Even though the rest of the world, not just the rest of the town, not just the rest of the family, not just the rest of the country, but the whole world had turned. And he was standing up even in the midst of all of this sin.
即使全世界所有那个时候的范围的 啊，不是只有他的啊，这个城镇而已哦，全部都是处在邪恶当中、极恶当中的时候呢，挪亚却可以自己一个人站立得稳。
In the midst of all of this, I believe he was having his devotions with himself and his families. He was praising God. He was living for God.In the midst of all of this wickedness.
那怎么可能呢？我在想他应该是一直跟神有一个很靠近的关系。好，然后呢，不但他自己，他对他的家人，到时候他们全家啊八口都得救，对不对？然后他们的家人呢，也都在他的这种带领下面呢，就是一直每一天都跟着神，都不敢离开。
And we see the love of God as he told Noah, Noah, I want you to build an ark.He told Noah exactly how to build it. And Noah went ahead and did that and saved his family and the animals that God wanted for the recreation or the creation of the world.
基于他跟神的这种那么亲近的关系呢，他听得到神对他要叫他做什么，叫他按着他给他的尺寸做了一个啊一个大方舟，所以这一切神就交托给他去做。
So God cared enough for that one man.
所以即使一个人，还有他的一家，神非常的在意。
To make a way of escape for him.
等于说呢，帮他找到一个逃生的方式。
So I think we can learn a lesson.
这里我们可以学到。
No matter how wicked man's heart gets.
不管别人怎么邪恶。
No matter how sinful the world gets,
不管这个世界怎么样的啊呃罪有多少罪
if we're willing to live righteous for our God, He's going to make a way of escape for us.
只要你立志要为主而站立，有所分别的话，你一定有一条活路可以走。
So remember, one strong character trait is no matter what anyone else does.I am serving the Lord.
所以记得这个所谓的我要强调的这个它的特性是什么呢？就是不管别人怎么样，我就是要按着主的方式来活。
May come to the place that maybe my husband or maybe my wife doesn't want to serve the Lord, but I will serve the Lord.
意思是说，即使我的家人他们离我而去，不跟我走同一条路，我还是一样。坚决要服侍神。
We take care of the Lord's work, He will take care of us.
你啊，负责来向着神，那么神就会负责来向着你，来帮助你，照顾你。
I want to go just one more I want to talk about, and that's Abraham.
那第二个这种德性的表达是亚伯拉罕。
Of course, Abraham came generations after Noah.
那亚伯拉罕是在后面了，就是在挪亚之后。
Genesis 12, God spoke to Abraham.
在创世纪的十二章，神就对亚伯拉罕说话。
Now Abraham came from a idol worshipping family.
亚伯拉罕的环境是处在一个拜偶像的环境里面。
In fact, his father made idols.
他的爸爸还是一个造偶像的哈，制造偶像的人。
But God saw something in Abraham.
但是呢，神也看到亚伯拉罕这个人。
And God spoke to him a commandment.
然后呢，神特别对他说话。
He said, "Go forth from your country, from your relatives, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you."
他吩咐他说，离开你的本家本族，然后到一个我应许给你的地方去。
This seemingly is one of the first time, that he had really contacted with Abraham.
那这是第一次，首次神跟亚伯拉罕之间的啊一个交流。
But it wouldn't be the last.
但是却不是最后一次。
Because he and Abraham became quite close friends.
那圣经告诉我们，神跟亚伯拉罕成为朋友。
And we see how when Abraham, what did Abraham do? He got himself together, got a moving, starting out. He left where they were, and he went a little further.
那亚伯拉罕他的这个特性表现在哪里呢？他听到了，然后他就愿意按着神的话去做，然后就离开。然后就越离越远了。
So you see, actually, he was willing to take that first step with God.
那意思是说呢, 他的第一步跨出去, 是愿意按着神所吩咐的去做。
I don't really think it must was an easy step.
那这一步可是不容易的。
And God did not tell him then where he was going.
那神叫他离开, 却没有告诉他。 他要往怎么走，往哪里去？有高到目的地，但是呢，那是很远的哈。
So we see that this man was willing to do what God wanted. He was willing to step out into the unknown.
那对于这亚伯拉罕的特性是什么呢？他呢，愿意也敢跨出第一步，就是他对于前面的未确定的，他敢跨出去。
Not knowing where it's going to lead.
他不知道他会走向哪里。
Not altogether realizing that he was going to be the father of three nations.
他自己也不晓得他会成为三个国家的，等于说他是多国之父。
So he was willing to take that step.
所以他呢愿意跨出这一步。
And sometimes you and I have to step out into the unknown.
所以有时候我们身为神的儿女需要这样子。
It may not be, it probably will not be that I'm going to have to leave my country.
那并不是说你一定要离开你的国家或你的哪里。
Sometimes it might mean I might have to leave my job.
或许有时候指的是你的工作。
It might mean that God is leading me into something to do for him very special.
那意思是说呢, 当神有那个指示要你离开现状的时候呢, 他是要把更好的、更特别的来给你。
And sometimes it's not an easy step to take.
记得这一步可是很难的、不容易的。
There may be something in your life that God's wanting you to stop and wanting you to turn another way.
那意味着说，有时候要你停下来，你现在在做的，或者是要你转向你以前没有转过的。But
we see in Abraham was that desire that when God spoke, he knew that God was God, and he was willing to follow him no matter what any of the others said.
对于亚伯拉罕来讲，首先他认识这一位真神，他在偶像的这个崇拜下面，他认识真神。God
may answer.
Yeah, sorry. 他认得之后呢，他愿意听他的话。God
may ask us to do something. Very, very difficult.
或许神对你也有他的心意，要你做一些你认为不容易做的事情。
You know, Abraham had to do something very, very hard.
亚伯拉罕需要做一件对他是很难的事。One
time God spoke to him and said, Abraham, I want you to take your son, your only son, which was the son of his old age, I want you to take him out and I want you to sacrifice him to me.
比如说, 到了百岁才得的唯一的儿子，属于他的儿子，神却说：“你要把他献给我。”I
don't know what Abraham went through.
我不晓得这样的一个事情，亚伯拉罕的经历、心理的历程是怎么样。I'm
sure when he heard this from God, he could hardly believe what he was hearing.
或许他刚开始听到时候，他几乎不能相信神对他说的是这样的要求。Some
of us today said that must be the Satan's voice. That can't be God.
如果今天是你我的话，有人就会解释说：“啊，那个不是神对我讲的，因为神给我的儿子，他不会叫我这样做。”But
Abraham,
可能是魔鬼的。
Readily knew it was God's voice.
但是亚伯拉罕却马上可以认得说这个是神要我做的。I
cannot imagine when he and his son and these two other men started out for the mountain. Sacrifice.
我不能想象，当他跟儿子、跟仆人向着要献祭的那个地方走的时候，他的心境是怎么样的一个情况。
And how Abraham felt telling Sarah, who was old age, this was her only child, that he was going to go sacrifice. He couldn't tell her.
想到他们自己的年纪，想到他的妻子这么年长才有这个儿子。
As far as what the Bible said, I don't think he told her.
那从圣经的角度来看,
In those couple days it took to get to the mountain, I don't know the agony of the heart.
走那几天的时间，他的心里面的经历的难处，不晓得有多么的为难。
But I know there had to be a time when Abraham from his heart said, Yes, Lord. heart.
但是到一个地步, 他需要在神面前做一个, 一个许诺说好的, 我愿意。
And you see, that's where that commitment.
那就是一个委身,
that was where he was willing.
那就是他愿意。
Sometimes in our life, we may have to come to a yes, Lord.
在神的儿女, 服侍神的这个路上面呢, 到个地步呢, 需要对神有个回应说,
But there was such a beautiful ending to it.
但是你要知道这个愿意之后的结局呢是很美的。
There he was on the mountain, taking his child, putting him on the altar there, and the little boy and the boy, whatever age he was, the boy was being tied up, and there was Abraham, had the knife in his hand, ready to kill his son when God stopped him.
当他一步一步的准备。 把孩子已经放在这个祭坛的这个上面，然后也用绳子绑好了，准备着这个刀子拿起来要下手的时候，神阻止他。You
might wonder why did God stop him?
或许你说为什么神要这样呢？要阻止他呢？God
told him why.
那神对他讲了。He
said, "I know now you love me."
神说，现在我知道。
There are times in our life
在你的生命当中,
when we may have to show God how much we love him.
我们要到一个地步，有一个表达，有一个行动的表达，说神啊，我真是这么的爱你。
But you know, I see another son.
另外一个儿子。
And this son was beaten by the government. That he was taken out and put on a cross.
这个儿子呢，是神自己的儿子，他是被这个政权，然后来审判他之后，把他放在这个刑具十字架上。That
was God's son.
那是神的儿子，这是另外一个儿子。But
God didn't stop that.
神没有这样子停下来。His
son had to pay the full price of dying.
在神的儿子付上所有的我们罪的代价之后。What
for?
为了什么？
For you and me.
为你跟为我,
so that we can know forgiveness of sins.
好让我们真的知道什么叫做也体验到什么叫做罪被赦免。
So there may be time in your life
或许在你的生命当中,
when you have to step out into an unknown step
你需要跨出一步去面对不可知的未来,
that God may direct you.
那神会引领你。
Remember this, God loves you.
但是记得神很爱你。
He knows the future.
他知道你的未来是什么。
He knows what he needs from you.
他知道你需要什么。
And all when he knows he can depend on us.
以至于当你这样子让他引领之后呢, 让他也可以信任你。
So let's remember these two things.
所以今天在这两个例子, 让我们记得, 求神帮助我们。
In our character, let us do right.
让我们,
if nobody else does it.
愿意在大家都很, 邪恶的时候, 或者是犯罪的时候, 我仍然可以分别。
If nobody else follows Jesus, I will, you say.
如果都没有人愿意跟随耶稣信耶稣, 那我还是愿意跟随耶稣。
We love our families.
我们爱我们的家人。
They're very dear to us.
对我们很亲爱。
But if they're not going to follow Jesus, I cannot, it's not going to stop me. I'm going to follow Jesus.
即使他们不愿意跟耶稣信耶稣, 我还是立定我的心志。
And remember, there may be times he leads us into unknown things.
如果你碰到一个地步，神要把你带向一个未知的, 一个未来,
and you may struggle over it.
你可能会挣扎,
but you're going to have to come to the place when you say yes, Lord. Yes.
那你需要到一个地步，跟亚伯拉罕一样说好的，我愿意。
You see, we have some wonderful promises.
我们有神自己的很美的应许。
Because my step might mean even death to me.
即使我跨出去那一步，我看起来是 生命的一个危机或死亡。
But Paul told us this.
保罗这样说。
He said to be absent from the body is to be present with Jesus.
他说，如果我离开我的身子，我就跟耶稣在一起。
We know one knows the future.
我们不知道我们的未来怎么样。
We don't know if we may have to stand up someday.
或许我们有一天就是需要这样子来站稳，来表明立场。
Give our life for Jesus.
甚至我们愿意舍去我们的生命。
But remember, if we ever have to, it's but a moment's time from when we leave this world And we step over into the heavenly kingdom.
记得, 如果真的有那么一刻, 我们一离开我们的身子, 就是在主那里。
There's a place in the world today that's having great troubles.
这个世界的问题太多太大了。
It's called Afghanistan.
现在我们目前有一个很大的一个事情, 就是这个阿富汗的事情。
There was a bad trouble there. And men who are Talibans, they call them, they are those that hate Christians.
那现在抢夺这个政权的, 塔拉班这一群人呢, 是非常憎恶基督徒的。
They're going around the country killing Christians.
他们在查, 只要有基督徒, 他们必杀。
Many of the Christians have gotten out or trying to get out.
那有一些基督徒已经被撤走了, 被带走了。
But there's news that there are those who said no. We're not leaving. We're staying to help our people.
我们要留在这里来帮助这一群, 我们要宣教的人。
And they're even going out to talk to these evil men, the Taliban, about Jesus.
甚至出去面对那些, 就是要逼迫他们的这些, 掌政权的人呢, 跟他们传福音。
These are those that are willing to do that. Which God has called them to.
那他们就是那一群有神给他们的使命, 愿意去行使神使命的一群, 我们的肢体弟兄姐妹。
None of us knows what the future holds.
我们都不晓得我们明天会怎么样。
But we can know who holds our future.
但是我们知道谁掌管明天。
Don't you ever forget, you're a child of God.
不要忘记你是神的孩子。
And he is right there with us.
他就是一直是跟你在一起的。
And he's ready to take us home when our time comes.
时间到了, 他要把我们带去跟他在一起好的无比。
May God bless each one of you.
神赐福每一位。
May he strengthen our character.
愿他让我们建造我们这种德性。
May he strengthen our faith.
愿他建造我们的信心。
And the way he strengthens our faith is through the word of God. The word of God builds our faith.
用他的话语, 那个活的话语, 来建造我们的信心。
So we have to make up our minds.
所以我们有时候需要做一个决定。
I will serve the Lord.
我不管别人怎么样, 我要服侍我的神。
Father,
天父, 我们一起祷告。
As we give this little devotion,
当我们在这里一起来, 分享你的话语的时候,
to your children.
我们都是你的儿女。
Sometimes, Lord, we do have fears.
天父, 有时候我们跟你说我们是有害怕。
And situations that confuse us.
有时候我们的环境也让我们很混乱。
But help us to grow in our faith.
但是求你借着这些帮助我们的信心会成长。
And in our love for you.
当我们信靠你的时候, 越信靠你, 越爱你。
May these lessons be a blessing for you.
愿我们这样的, 这些课程, 成为我们的福气, 成为我们的, 这个成长。
And strengthen us for the battles ahead.
帮助我们, 不管我们的未来怎么样, 先刚健我们。
We pray in your name.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。
Thank
Amen.
You, God bless you. It's been a privilege to talk to you tonight.
神赐福每一位, 今天晚上我很高兴可以跟你们短短的, 讲这些,